This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For our overview of what's going on in the world, the News Talk Radio weekly event here, we present a discussion of the charts presented by Talkers Magazine, or prepared and presented by Talkers Magazine. They study the talk radio stations and programs and hosts around the country to come up with a list of the 10 hot hits and then the people who are on that list as well. So I'll go through the list, and then maybe I do this differently each week. With our roundtable of discussion experts, Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB show. Joe Crummy is here from his podcast, Evil Thoughts. Also a varied and colorful background in the world of talk radio. And Rich McFadden, who's here at the controls in our studio in Washington, who's been yakking with me for years about issues, things that go on in our world. So let's go through the list. At number 11... The killing off of the color dandelion yellow by crayon, or by Crayola. That's number 11 this week on the.
I mean, I lost sleep over this.
The outrage. Week.
The new crayon. They have a new color called Blue Tiful. BLUETIFUL. And the chemical name for the color is Y1NMN blue.
I like that name better.
You really? I just wanted you to know that no longer does dandelion yellow exist. I don't know why they had to take it out. They killed off that color at Crayola.
So now 61 spaces in the box, buddy.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was 64.
It depends upon your box.
Yeah. I think it's...
Well, I mean, if you've got the super duper one, it would
have
like
rows like it. Wasn't there
like
100
something, too? Right. If you had the big one, it looked like a Fenway Park.
This did exactly what I thought it was going to do. Is this fun?
Okay. Hold on a minute. Now I got to look it up. Here, now you have me Googling crayon.
Blue Tiful. B-L-U-E, Richie, T-I.
I want to know that. I want to know how many.
I like it.
No. Well, how many are in the box? Yeah. Well, I have a big... I've collected them over the years. I'm glad I have because my grandson loves them. I've got a big plastic tub of... hundreds of different crayons.
You got nothing on me, brother. I got two kids, so they're all over the place. You're about to start finding crayons in places you never thought you even knew existed.
You have to bring them to the restaurant, no question about it.
Well, most restaurants supply them. So.
Right, yeah. All right, anyway, so that's number 11. Number 10, football season getting underway, sports talk radio, and a discussion of the banner that was hung at Fenway Park about racism. And I think, Victoria, our conversation, if I may call on you to spend a moment talking about the rationale for it, because at first blush, it looked like a bunch of yahoos from South Boston back at the same thing that happened this summer when they were throwing peanuts at the guy in from Baltimore.
Right.
And it turned out that it may not have been that, but in fact an admission that there is a problem and awareness is a way to, I suppose, fixing the problem, manner of speaking. That would seem to be the attitude it was taken. Isn't
I don't
that right?
think, yeah, and I think the fact that we're even wondering what was the the real message, that's a
weird.
Pretty epic fail right there.
I think
you didn't get your point across.
Right, I was listening to you guys talk about that, and I understand how you weren't too sure about it, but I think that's weird that you even would think that somebody, I get the news, too, I understand what happened earlier this year, but that someone would go to Fenway and unfurl a banner saying, yo, I'm a racist and it's all good.
Well, that's not what the banner said, though. It said racism is alive. And well in Boston, which didn't necessarily point the finger at them, but pointed the finger at the city in general, which is a racist haven. Boston is
well,
a
I think
racist
it was, it,
haven.
I think it said racism is as American as baseball. So that could be taken in a lot of ways. That's either saying, I mean, you could be a racist and say that, or you could be anti-racist. It just, I didn't think the message was that clear.
Richie, I can hear from
you. It's not a great thing.
You didn't see it. You didn't know.
I didn't see it, but that's an interesting statement. It's, is it as American?
The statement that it was on the banner?
I would say it's broader than that. Racism is inherent in all humanity. It just is, at some extent. So obviously, some more than others, but everybody's got some kind of bias towards or against something else.
You know, it's really interesting you guys mentioned this, because I went to the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles last week, and they had a really interesting thing about racism and bigotry and discrimination. They had two doors, and they had a video guy that knew that you were there, and he would just start talking. It was automated. And there were two doors. It said one, I forget exactly, one for racist and one for non, right? And you would go up to the door. Everybody wants to walk through the door non-racist. It was locked.
It's, really?
Yeah, right? Yeah, on purpose, though. You know, it was actually the exit from the other side. It was really interesting that everybody has that bias, you know, that Rich was just referring to. It was really interesting.
I went there once, and I saw a picture of you hanging over one of the doors. Tolerate this man. Tolerate this man. All right, so let's keep going here from Sports Talk Radio, the London terror attack. And the explosion, number of people injured, apparently some people have been killed, as this will unfold over the weekend, maybe next week before anybody really knows what happened during rush hour on Friday. As you can imagine, if you've ever been in the tube in London, there's not a lot of room. It's big enough for the people to get down into the train on the platform. The trains just fit. Literally, there's only a foot of space between the tube and between the train and the tube itself. These were built a long time ago, and they kept the sort of the city together during the air attacks in London during World War II. I'm trying to. 18 people were hurt in first blush anyway, and maybe 20. It doesn't make any difference how many. It's the fact that another one of these things takes place in a city that is fabulous, and it gives everybody cause to, for a while, think, oh, well, another one. It's now almost gotten to the point where it is an oh, well, you know, it's maybe we ought not to look at it that way, but it is kind of another attack. We're getting used to it. So if that's the case, does that mean these things are losing their impact? Sure, they're a way of scaring people for a while, but has all of this terrorism made us numb to it, or are we ignoring it? Since September 11th, have things changed a lot so that we get upset about it, but, you know, it doesn't rock the world? Am I understating it?
I think if you live in the United States, you don't pay as much attention to it. And Europe seems to be bearing the brunt of these attacks over the last couple of years. So I think that they probably have a little bit different reaction to it than we would here.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think that the more this happens, the more desensitized we get to it.
Yeah, that was my point, Victoria.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's what I didn't say it as well as you did, but that really was what I'm. You become numb to it, especially we think back to September 11th, which we all acknowledged this past week. In a way that was much quieter, I think, than any other time. And it gets to the point of what do you say and what do you think? What's different about it? The day, as I recall, it was eerie, as a matter of fact. The day of September 11th this year, weather-wise, where I was exactly the same as that day. And I don't know that I've thought about it this way, but the weather was exactly the same. I remember talking about, he wasn't my friend, but I did know Oganowski, who was the pilot of the American flight, American 11, that went into the first tower. He was a farmer and a very interesting character, had lived three lives. He was a pilot and continued in the Air Force Reserve. That's where he cut his teeth flying when he started flying with his teenager. Had a farm in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Family still runs it. And was a pilot for American, had, I think, 34 years at that time. And flew the same route he'd been doing it. His seniority was such for a couple of years he'd been doing American Boston to London, Boston to L.A. twice a week. And it was like, you know, getting in your car and driving down to the corner market for him. He loved flying, loved the people. He said, I'm serious about what I do, but I have fun. And I remember talking to him any number of times. He was a very good guy. So that was my what goes through my mind on September 11th. And then there was a movie, a replay. I don't know why the hell I watched it. Nicolas Cage and every single cop that you see in every single television show that originates in New York about cops, every single one of them was in that movie. And it was just, you know, more, why do you want to relive that? And that's what I thought as I'm watching it.
I think what strikes me is the police state that we've come to know.
Yeah, maybe that's it, Richie.
Well, how about this? You know, back to the Parsons Green Station thing this morning in London. How is this different than all the stuff that was happening 30 years ago with the Irish Republican Army?
Not any different at all. Very good point.
Yeah.
No different. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening. They tried to pull it off in London. And I remember, and I actually, you know, that's
interesting. There was a big bomb, wasn't there?
I had a friend in East London who lived there. She and I were friends for four years. And she had a flat in East London. And I would see her once a month for a weekend. And I remember one weekend sitting in a bathtub in her flat. It was 8 o'clock at night, and the building shook like it was going to fall down. There had been a bomb right up the street. Now that I haven't thought about that, Joe, from that, you know, reasonably distant time. It was 1988, I think, probably 87, 88, somewhere in there, 89. And they were all over the place. They were then. That was when the Bobbies started carrying guns.
Did you run out of the building naked?
No, I didn't. I stayed in the tub.
Did you just go under the water?
I just want to hear more about you in the tub. That's evil thoughts.
Yeah, that was the story. Yeah, I know you have evil thoughts. Evil Thoughts, the podcast. Joe Crummy here with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on our review of the charts from Talkers Magazine. Here's something for you to review. Your blood pressure. Do you know what your numbers are? Do you go every year at least once and get your blood pressure taken as part of a normal physical routine? If you don't, you ought to start with that. And then if you find you got numbers that the doctor doesn't like, I'm going to send you where I have sent everybody associated with my program over the years, and that's to the folks at Super Beats. Super Beats. Magic. Like magic, the blood vessels expand 62% when you absorb Super Beats. Super Beats is a non-GMO product grown on a farm in California. 400 acres. Imagine 400 acres of beets. And they get three crops a year because that's the growing season. It doesn't take about 60 to 70 days for a beet to mature. Maybe that's more than you want to know. They cook them, and then they dry them, and they powder them. You get them without anything else there. It's just a pure beet. And you take a spoonful of it, stick in a glass of water, drink it, and the nitric oxide that's so prevalent in beets goes to work right away in your system, opens up those blood vessels, opens up those arteries, gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to every extremity. And they've made ordering so easy for you. You want to get on the bandwagon? Go to DougLikesBeets.com and order your first 30-day supply free. They get free shipping as well. They want you, and you need to, understand the difference between this kind of energy drink and those fake, phony, those horrible monster drinks, whatever they call them. That stuff's no good for you. This is great for you. Boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, stamina, no crashes at the end of the day either. It's DougLikesBeats.com where you order. Your first supply is free. DougLikesBeats.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Countdown Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. His Evil Thoughts is a podcast he does every day on iTunes. Just Google Evil Thoughts and you come up with a picture of Joe in those crummy glasses, those sunglasses that he wears.
You're never going to let me live that down.
I've seen you in those sunglasses. Never mind the picture. Yeah. Okay. Next on the list here, overviewing, moving from the London situation, Apple unveiling its new iPhone. I remember ad nauseum this past week. I just sort of checked out for a while whilst Victoria and Rich went through the ups and the downs and the sideways of spending $1,000 for this. And he proudly says, yes, I'm going to spend $1,000 for this. I have my 6. It works fine. Thanks. I'm not spending any money on this. But I don't use it the way you guys use it. You sleep. I mean, that, does it, you use it, does it put you to sleep at night? You have a little,
as a matter of fact,
can't use it for that, I know.
I use the white noise app, yeah.
Yes, I use the white noise app, and then I also sync it to my, my steps counter, which is also a sleep tracker.
Yeah.
So, not only does it help put me to sleep at night with the white noise, but in the morning I wake up and see how well I slept with it.
Yeah, but does it get rid of your cold, Rich?
It does not.
Not.
It does not.
The iPhone 10 might.
Yeah, really. You know what's interesting is that this phone now for $1,000 is getting really close to what it cost to buy a laptop. It's, you know, what was my my iBook Pro or whatever it was?
You can't carry that around with you in your pocket.
Right. That's, yeah. But this is really close to it.
Laptops are dead. They're
dinosaurs. I think he's right about that. Yeah, I mean, I spend all day on the computer, so I've got to have one. But I think Rich is on the right track on this.
Well, you can't, with an iPad or something that small, you can't function as well. I can't. I couldn't in my business dealings. I actually like having the big screens and access in a room to these things that are all set up rather than having to set it up every time you use it.
Well, true. I mean, at work, I do need them, and I'm surrounded by 5 of them right here, but that's different. You know, and at my desk, I certainly use one, but when I'm at home, I could care less whether I had a computer or not.
And you know, the other thing is, I was talking to my kid about it, because he's, you know, into his phone constantly. He's 17. He's got Microsoft, I think, Word. He's got a word processing program in his phone now. I went, what?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Is that enough of that? You don't want to get off on that. Enough. Next. the 60-minute interview with Mr. Bannon and Charlie Rose. This, I did actually watch part of this. I didn't think I was going to, but the other night, for some reason or another, I didn't go to sleep right away, and I turned this on, the PBS version of it, but it was the same interview. They just chopped it up. They edited it differently. I didn't find him to be as... I've read about him, but I've never really seen him. Although his visuals make my skin crawl. Some of the things he said actually made some sense to me anyway. Joe, you're more likely to have found something that you like there than anybody else. What did you think?
Yeah, of course. I like, there was a professional photographer, I think his name is Peter Duke, I could have his name wrong. We talked about it on the podcast this week, that he was saying, and it looked that he was right to me, is that CBS doctored the video on Steve Bannon's camera, so to make him look more ghastly by increasing the red saturation so that his lips look all weird and his eyes look all bloodshot. You get reactions from guys like you, like, oh my God, he looks like a freak. He looks like a drunk. He looks like an alcoholic. And they did the thing in you asked, so I thought I'd tell you. Plus, they did the same thing in reverse to Charlie Rose. They moved him more blue.
He looks awful.
Units,
he looks like he's death warmed over. No matter how you take a shot, whether it's on the CBS thing, he looks awful. My God, he needs to get a night's sleep. 28 past the hour. Countdown review time.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial-quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years, unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get 2 lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. 1 high-speed data. Allow and reach. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2-gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 34 after the hour, the continuing focus on News Talk Radio on the countdown. Countdown overview with broadcast professionals Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, and I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see, we've talked about sports in terms of the list this week. The Apple new iPhone, the London terror attack, Steve Bannon on 60 Minutes. Next up, the North Korean nuclear situation as they fired another missile over Japan this week. The range, I guess it was 2,300 miles, landed in the Pacific somewhere. Japanese getting fed up with this. I wouldn't be surprised if they went over and stopped this guy out. New sanctions from the UN. But yet people who have common sense are scratching their head and saying, how does this, why are we dealing with this way? What is the point? And you keep acknowledging him instead of putting him out, getting rid of him. And so that's a question the international community. What are we all paying so much attention unless there's some other, there's something really sinister here, like the military-industrial complex in all countries, which is a powerful motivating force, is just whipping the flames of this just so they can sell more missiles and guns and whatever else they had to sell.
And North Korea fired countermeasures. as a test to be able to shoot back at North Korea.
You mean South Korea? Yeah.
South Korea, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Fired countermeasures. So
well, that's the other thing. Why are we just shooting them down, all of them? We have the ability to shoot these things down in seconds after they take off, no matter what it is. So why are we letting them continue to shoot them off? Just shoot them down as they go up, you shoot them down. Why are you letting them go all the way into the Pacific? That doesn't make any sense to me either.
I think he blinked. By the way, I think he blinked because he made that threat that he was going to land one right off the coast of Guam, and he didn't do it this time. He sent it way to the north and to the east. If he was going to go after Guam, he backed down. He said he was going to get something close to Guam. I think it shows me that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing because
he's a madman.
But I don't think he's a bad man. I don't think he's a bad man. I mean, I would disagree respectfully, sir, but of course. But I don't think he's a bad man. I don't think so.
Well, under the circumstances, it just seems to me that this is nonsense. It's theater. It's foolishness. It's just more of the same kind of stuff that makes people nervous so you can control them. And that's really what politics is all about, is controlling people, controlling the masses. So
anybody got anything else on him?
Well, I mean, I think the more I think about it, I think they're really thinking about, okay, if we take them out, then what? And I'm thinking,
you know what, at this point, I'm tired of hearing that. So what, then what, what?
I agree, Doc. I agree.
Who cares?
So then we deal with the problem. Is it going to be worse than what we have now with a little dumpling?
Well, yes, it could be. I mean, he could launch. Yes. He could launch on. Some guy could say, oh, my God, the motherland is being, we're under attack. And they hit the button and they go after Seoul. And you got a million people just down the road.
I think it sends a very clear message to anybody who wants to fill that vacuum. I don't know. I agree with Doug.
Yeah,
that
what you're next,
enough.
Right? There's a bullet for you too.
Don't mess with us. Like this is what happens. Enough is enough.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing. I'd be thinking, who's likely to take over? What are they likely to do? I would assume.
I think we worry too much about that in this case. In other cases, we didn't worry about it at all, and it created a disaster. But I think in this instance, I think people are worrying way too much about it. This is a country that's easy
for
you
to say.
Let me ask you this, you guys, because I mean, it's not like I really totally disagree with you, but I mean, now that I'm evil, I'll just say, if you lived in Seoul, South Korea, would you have the same attitude?
Yes.
Yeah, I would want it out even more.
I want to do it faster.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be going TikTok, everybody. What's going on? What's the delay?
Let's go. Let's get it on. Okay.
I'd be like,
all right.
In a long line at Starbucks and I get annoyed. Come on, like move it along, people.
All right. Spoken like a true New Yorker, which Crummy is also,
you guys,
right?
He's gone soft. He's out in the desert now.
The desert extends to Sunset Boulevard or just off of... So no, you're in Studio City. That's right, too. All right. Next on this list, top 10 items, the tax code overhaul. I don't know what to say about that. You know what I really wanted to spend a minute is it understanding this ESPN... is it Jemele Hill? Is that how you pronounce?
Yeah.
And what was said about Donald Trump? I don't...
White supremacist?
He's a white supremacist.
Is Jemele Hill black?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so what did ESPN do about it?
That's what's interesting. They supposedly, although they deny this, they supposedly, I don't know if this is true or not, they were going to take her off the air. And her co-host is Michael Smith. And he said, if you take her off the air, I'm not going to show up either.
Who's Michael Smith?
Supposedly.
Well, who cares?
He's her co-host. I don't know what really
so
why. But
so he doesn't show up either. So what?
Well,
there were 150 people standing in line to take that job.
Well, there were two other hosts that said they wouldn't do it either. And my understanding is they're also black.
Clean them out. Clean out the place.
Well, all right.
Well, ESPN already did that, so.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
I love it. I want to see that.
You want to see what? Clean them out?
I want to see more kooks like that get airtime because that means the Trump in 2020, baby. That's what I like.
Oh my God!
I want to say she should run for president. I love it. You know, run for president.
Back to what the Bannon interview on 60 Minutes showed when Charlie Rose, and it was interesting. He kept turning his head. Did you notice that Charlie Rose turned his head from side to side like he was one of the monsters in Star Wars? Just turning his head and look at Bannon and trying to figure him out. And he obviously was there to do his Dan Rather routine. On Bannon. Not that I don't think Bannon deserves it, because I'm no fan of his. But the clear message The Bannon didn't think he was banned. He didn't have bad words. I think the original thought was Bannon, he's got himself fired and he's not going to like Trump and they're going to roast Trump. Somebody else will roast Trump. And Bannon seemed very supportive of Trump to the point of saying, it's all headed for the, I need to get him, my mission at Breitbart is to get him reelected in 2020 and he'll win by, he'll get 400 votes in the, what do you call it?
Electoral college.
Electoral college, yeah. So that was clearly stated a number of times. Anyway, Hillary Clinton is number three. Hillary doesn't want to go away, and a lot of people apparently don't want her to go away. This book offends
the Democrats much wanted her to go away.
Yeah, well.
But she says, I don't care what you want.
No, she
doesn't. I've earned my stripes. I'm here to help.
Yes, she is. So let's see. Shots at Bernie. Shots at Trump. Who else would she is she taking shots?
Shots at
the media.
Shots at Facebook was the biggest one.
She hates Facebook.
I don't think she hates Facebook, but her shot was that there was, Facebook admitted, they're just starting to admit that Russian money bought ads on Facebook, and so they're looking into it. Facebook turned over the data to the government and during this, the whole big Russia investigation, and so Hillary was saying that there's a lot more involved between Russia and Facebook and that Facebook really needs to cop to it all. And so that it was a lot bigger than just $100,000 worth of ads bought, is what she's saying.
I like
Bannon,
the interview.
By the way, back to the Bannon interview for a second, Joe. The Bannon interview, the question Charlie Rose, in one of his quirkier twists of his head, said, is there anything to the Russian connection to Trump? And Bannon says, no, it's a waste of time. And he said it three or four times. So one wonders if it is
what
a
waste of time. What else is he going to say?
Well, I thought it was an amazing speaking.
I like what, when she was on with Anderson, she's been on with everybody, and it's par for the course, but Anderson, she was talking about, racism, that kind of, it's out there. And Anderson says, Barack Obama got elected, and she goes, that's true, but racism is a no-no in America now, it's a big deal, but misogyny is still kind of cool, I'm suffering from that. That's one of the, she was kind of defending excuse number.
The one person she's not blaming?
Bill.
Herself. Matt Lauer asked her that. Matt Lauer said, what percentage is on you? Was that enough to make you lose? And she said, no. He went right to it. How much is self-inflicted? How much do you own? And she said, not enough to make me lose, which I think is a,
Look at the popular vote. She's not wrong. I know people, she's very polarizing. People either love her or hate her. But there wasn't enough about her personally that turned away the popular vote. So,
enough to win the states, though. What I'll say about Hillary, I talk about her all week on the podcast. I just think her message, I just think her message is obsolete. Yes. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well,
identity politics will not win you the presidency.
blogtalkradio.com/countdownshow. If you want to have a review of what we do every week here and you don't happen to listen to it all at one sitting, blogtalkradio.com/countdownshow. 44 past the hour. My Pillow wants you to know, Richie, that you need to replace your pillows. And as a matter of fact, Crummy, you need to replace your crummy pillows.
Thank you.
Victoria's on to it. Now, My Pillow makes their pillows in America. Their patented stuffing is different than anything else you will find anywhere. You stay cool all night long. The stuffing stays in place all night long. So if you need to give your head and neck support like you can't find with any other pillow, then you need to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and order this week's special. Four pillows, two of them are premium pillows, two of them are travel pillows, 50% off the price of the four-pack usually. Use the promo code DJV and sleep like a baby. Sleep like Richie. Sleep like Victoria. Sleep like me. It's very easy. And remember, even though they're the best pillows, they get contaminated by you and what's on your body and the things that get into the pillows, and you don't want to know what's actually there. You just need to know, even if you wash them, every year they should be replaced. So if you haven't replaced your pillows, then get the support you need from this product made in the USA. These pillows are made in Minnesota. MyPillow.com promo DJV Get you four pillows for the price of two right now. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users. Some not so much.
Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
All right, couple of other items here on this list, the story list from Talkers Magazine, the chart this week, September 11th to the 15th. Number two is the aftermath of the hurricanes. I was talking about this town in suburban Houston that's going to be just wiped out. They're going to tear the town apart, run a bulldozer through it, bury all the waste, and move everybody someplace else because it gets flooded. It's flooded every year, and the town's pretty much wiped out after the hurricane this year. So they're just going to take everybody's house, move them somewhere else, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Adios.
I think some of those Caribbean islands are going to do that, like Bermuda. There was like 1,700 people living there. I would go, you know what, everybody off the island.
There isn't really a huge infrastructure there that they need to rebuild, but you look at some of the Virgin Islands, and man, that's tough shape right there. They've got to rebuild a good part of those islands.
The French and the British are already trying to figure out how they can help. Number one this week is the deal that Trump made or didn't make for DACA. I like these sounds like something in a Star Wars movie. DACA. So did he make a deal, Joe, or not?
Well, he says he sort of, but not kind of, but didn't commit. So whatever that means to you.
Richie,
he's playing the deal. You know what? The deal he made? I'll tell you right now. The deal he made was basically in Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell's face. I mean, that's the deal he's making. Like, hey, wake up, boys.
Bannon said, by the way, to go back to the 60 Minutes interview, they had to go. Especially McConnell. And I don't know that I disagree. McConnell is nothing but a damned old fart. An old fossil.
Oh, you almost
fossil.
Said the
I did,
word,
yes.
Right?
He is, yeah. Don't he's useless. Ryan, I think, is, well, he is what he is.
Young
he's
and handsome.
He's a politician. Enough said. Thank you, Joe. Evil Thoughts on iTunes. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Sound like something you'd hear in your church. But this is from Sister Act 2. And down. Alright, so we have a story about Sister Act 2. Do you have a clip from one of those movies, Richie?
I do not.
Oh, I thought you did.
Oh, let me see if I can find one here.
I thought maybe there was one handy by. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what a well-oiled machine this is. Isn't it great?
Well, that was the other movie we were talking about.
What? Oh, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Chuck Curry not here today, so we find ourselves groveling around trying to find the interest. He's really good at this. He's got his fingers on the pulse when it comes to all of this sort of thing. So that's why he's here. I have great respect and regard for him, including his ability. He knows how to go just so far with me. And then he knows when to stop. And he's very clever at it. He knows me very well. He's been on this program for, what, 27 years or something? Been around a long time.
Something like that.
But he really does know movies and video and DVDs and stuff. And he's got a great podcast he does every week called Movie Maniacs that you can listen to on iTunes. Movie Maniacs. All right. Because we had that Sister Act music, there's a story, as you can imagine, that goes with it. Victoria, did you actually see the reunion on The View this week of the Sister Act actresses?
I didn't see it live when it happened, but I saw a clip of it, and it was funny. Whoopi Goldberg came out onto the set with her dressed in her habit, and Sister Act 2 was called Back in the Habit. So, and then she had some of the original co-stars with her, Kathy Najimy, and some of the other names were Wendy McKenna and Sherry Izzard and Beth Fowler, Andrea Robinson, and Prudence Holmes. And so they all sang as a choir again in costume. And one of the stars of the movie at the time, Maggie Smith, who has now gone on to much larger fame than Sister Act, she sent a video message saying, "I have had such fond memories of when we did those crazy, crazy, crazy films. I send you all lots of love." And Harvey Keitel actually made an appearance, a surprise. He was the surprise guest on The View as well to talk about his role in the movie. So
I think he was
25 years it's been since
he was
Sister
either
Act.
Dating or living with Whoopi at the time they did that.
Really?
Movie. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
So, there's a couple for you.
Like yeah, Keitel well, and, oh, is that yeah. Stranger than her with Ted Danson? I don't know.
Yeah, right. She's had some interesting combos.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. All right, so that's that story. We have some movie news as a focus. What's coming out this weekend right after these words?
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, so Victoria, I see that that movie, American Assassin, starts today. There's a number of these. What was the Assassin's Bodyguard?
Right.
Has been around.
Is that the one with Michael Keaton?
Yeah. And the American Assassin is Michael Keaton.
Yeah, it looks good.
Right. Yeah. He's good. And I don't know who the kid is that's playing the assassin, but it's action, violence, that kind of stuff. People.
Right,
I don't know,
exactly.
I'm on the cusp as to whether. Meredith probably wouldn't go see it anyway, so whether I go. See it or not. There's a new movie called Mother. Do we know what that's about, Victoria?
That's a horror flick with Jennifer Lawrence. And
Jennifer Lawrence doing a horror flick?
It looks like an intense thriller slash horror movie.
Really?
Yeah, and Javier Bardem plays, I guess, her love interest slash villain.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.